Exercise 4, page 124. Speaker 1.
Uniforms make it easier to identify those who are not from a school and therefore increase security. This is what I consider to be the only valid argument in favour of school uniforms. Admittedly, uniforms offer only limited protection from troublemaking members of the public. If someone from outside the school wanted to get inside the school grounds to cause trouble, it would not be difficult for them to get their hands on a uniform. Where there is a will, there is a way. Still, any measure, no matter how small its effect, is better than nothing. So I see the identification of students within school grounds, as well as outside, as a valid argument in favour of uniforms.
Speaker 2.
As a teacher, I'm in favour of uniforms because I believe they increase discipline. Uniforms serve as an ever-present visual reminder to pupils of the rules in the school. We carried out a survey at our school and found that the majority of the parents of our pupils also believed school uniforms improve discipline and promote good manners among pupils. Uniforms also have practical benefits when students are outside school grounds. Being readily identified with a particular school makes students more aware of their conduct while travelling to and from school, leading them to act more considerately to other passengers on buses and trains.
Speaker 3.
A common argument in favour of uniforms is they prevent students from being judged on how they look. In other words, they're a great social equaliser. Rich kids, poor kids, they all wear the same clothes, so they're all on an equal footing. To me, this argument is pretty weak. Students find countless ways to pass judgment on the appearance of their peers. Clothes are just one way. Even if everyone wears a uniform, students will still judge their classmates on their hairstyle, weight, accessories, skin colour, height. The list is endless. Clothes are not the only way people judge others, so uniforms do nothing to reduce the problem of cliques or bullying.
Speaker 4.
I often hear people say they're in favour of uniforms because they're cheaper than buying clothes, so they reduce the monetary burden on parents. To me, this is mistaken. Uniforms may be cheaper than branded or designer clothing, but they are definitely not cheaper than street clothing. As long as you don't care about a particular brand, buying clothes for a year is far less expensive than buying a uniform. What's more, uniforms alone don't take care of all the clothing requirements of students. Along with uniforms, parents need to buy clothes for their children to wear after school, as well as at weekends. Needless to say, this imposes an additional expense.
Speaker 5.
It's my opinion that uniforms prepare students for life, after education, when most will be expected to dress smartly and appropriately for work, adhering to a corporate dress code. I think uniforms teach students the concept of professionalism, which is very important. We can't all just do whatever we want in life, and uniforms teach students this. Of course, some people argue the opposite. They say students should be allowed to express themselves through what they wear because we are all individuals. That it is wrong to stifle a person's individuality and creativity. But I really disagree. Wearing a uniform isn't an infringement on personal freedom. It's simply teaching students to be professional.